teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
We give God all the glory. Amen. I have just a few scriptures for us to consider. Can't you see a shortcut now? Can't you see it? Ooh, I feel the fire. Somebody has just got a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Can't you see the solution to years of problems of many years? He's been there since the day you gave your life to Jesus. As your standby. Wow. Woohoo, I'm getting overwhelmed. He's been there as your healer. He's been there as well. This is the day you gave your life. As a matter of fact, what he came to daddy was to prepare you for a vessel of his own habitation. And he did it. That's why the Bible says, if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you are not a Christian. Come on, go back to Romans chapter 8. He's been there as your teacher, as your advocate. As mine too. But the question is, how much of that have I always been conscious of? The most neglected God right in me. Can you imagine? I'll be thinking with my head and be justifying myself. That even to pray about something, I don't even know how to pray. And I'll be just saying, hey, this is me. Can't you see that you're walking the wrong track? Hand over. That's why he's there. And he looks at you. He wants to step in. You block him because you want to work it out. And he won't force himself. But he wants to help you. You see, how do we get there? Just start to practice what we are hearing. To be a struggle because very likely, when you try once, 10 times, you are back to who you are. They say, no, go back again. After a while, it becomes 2 times, 5 times. You are falling more in the side. After a while, it becomes your lifestyle. Then God begins to share secrets with you. You open the Bible, you are like, what have I been reading in my life? He's the teacher. He will remind you of things that he has taught you before. You can't deal with the Holy Ghost and be a failure. And besides, no matter what you are asking and begging God, crying God for, he will give you through the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you will never get it. If you, who are this carnal, know how to give very good gifts to your own children, how much more will your Heavenly Father readily and steadily give you the Holy Spirit? Come on! My joy is that you find time to come to church. And I asked God, I said, may it never be a wasted time. Rather, let it be a time of such a blessing that into eternity they will never forget. In the name of Jesus. You say, why? Because I know that if you are in Christ Jesus, you are living a hybrid life. When I say hybrid, let me make it clear. Your life is not just your life. It's a joint life with Christ. If that be the case, why should I be struggling to be the one to talk? When we are one, we are together. I say, Holy Ghost, talk. He says, okay, I'm talking through you. Yeah. And things happen. Things just begin to happen. A kind of calmness that you've never experienced begin to come. What upset people wouldn't upset you anymore. The Holy Spirit. Yeah. Preparation for service. Your greatest preparation is your fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Not I study. Who are you trying to impress? You can never impress anybody. By the time you impress them with the way you speak and the kind of grammar, and when they are gone, ask them, after 3 hours, they've forgotten. But when the Holy Ghost speaks to them, they will never forget. He said he will remind you of things that he has taught you. He says, he will show you things to come. He says, everything that the Father has is mine. Jesus was talking. And that's why I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost will take everything that is mine and show it to you. He's the revealer. He reveals things. I'm sitting just talking to God and I'm looking at people like that. I'm not exaggerating. Why should I impress you? How much of impression has brought me to where I am today? Why should I compete with anybody? Woo. Why did the devil come alive? When he gave me, when by his grace he saved me. Why did the devil when he gave me instructions of everything I'm doing? And something said, Holy Ghost, at this stage. Your life is simpler than you are making it, richer than you are making it, bigger than you are making it. Yeah. I just remember the song we sing. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Then you can smile the rest of your life. You say, where is Jesus? God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit are residing in you right now. How? In God the Spirit. We don't have three gods, we have one God. You know what he assures me of all the time? He said, don't you know that your life is hidden with God in Christ Jesus, your life? How can you forget that? Don't you know that you are complete in him? I mean complete. Go and check it. Who is the head of a prince? Who is the witch? Who is the occult? He kills everybody. He's dealing with his creator inside. No. So, what do you know of God? How do you know God? Then I can ask, how do you treat him? You say, how? How do you treat the Holy Spirit? Then I can ask you, how do you treat God? It was Wanda Jackson many years ago. Say, how do you treat God? How do you treat God? Say, how do you treat God? How do you treat God? As a G-O-D or D-O-G. Think about it. Hey. I don't want to be disgraced. Help me not to be disgraced. Let me. That's when you call him. Otherwise, you don't need him. Rising out of this pew today is a new you. In the name of Jesus. And you know the interesting thing? He says, don't be afraid. I'm going away. I'm here forever with you. The day you leave here is the day I leave you. And not because I leave you, I'm following you there. That's why the Bible says he's our standby. Here are the scriptures. It is in him I live, I move, and I have my essence. There are things I've got to meditate on. And have to constantly declare to the world. There are not things I know I keep quiet. Let me share my scripture with you before we go. One or two scriptures. It came to me, I know it's by the Holy Spirit yesterday. I think it's Psalm 138. Psalm 138. Yeah, it's a beautiful psalm. I didn't know it's this short. Let me read the whole stuff. All right, it's ready for me. Yeah. It says, I will praise you with my whole heart. It's a decision. Okay, we've heard you. But he's articulating it. And he's speaking it out. So much so that he could capture it and print for us. I will praise you with my whole heart. I will praise you. I will praise you. He's come to know that he's dealing with a personality. I will praise you with my whole heart. And if there was something in the life of David, even in the Old Testament, he spoke personally to God all the time. I mean, he spoke to God like you're speaking to your parent or your husband or your wife. Check your Bible. In the Old Testament, which is the core principle of the New Testament, believing with the heart and speaking with your tongue. So how did he learn that? Proxy. Always looking for God and talking to God. Try and check the Psalms. I don't know. It's not like I'm saying he wrote this. In fact, he did. He did. He said, I will praise you with my whole heart. He wasn't speaking to Tyro. As a matter of fact, he only had animals around him. He was talking to God. No wonder his life was different. Somebody's life is a new beginning from today in Jesus' name. I am the first person. In the name of Jesus. He says, before the gods, I will sing praises to you, man. No, nothing created will intimidate me. Speaking to God. At that time, it doesn't matter who likes you, who doesn't like you. That was short. For a thought like that to come to your mind, you are in trouble. You are too enwrapped with who you are talking to. Verse 2. I will worship towards your holy temple. Who was he talking to? And praise your name. Ha! For your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified. Go ahead. I see you have magnified your word, your word above all your name. Yet at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. And he's saying you've magnified your word above your name. I have tools. He was talking alone to God. There must be a place in your life where it's you alone with God. Maybe the first 15 minutes of the day when you wake up. Maybe the last 15 minutes before you doze off in the night. But it doesn't take the place of congregational worship. It does not. People design things for themselves. Hey, this virtual is good for me. I say, are you okay? I have nothing against virtual. So just to leave your home for just 3 hours in 24 times 7 is a problem. Oh my God. You are the people that treat God as DOG. You can't. What's wrong with you? Tell them, your friends, that they should wake up. Ask the Holy Ghost to go after them. So they can see. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. I was talking to God. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Now he's now talking to man, referring to man as the Lord. But there was nobody. He was talking to God directly. Though the Lord is on high, lofty, high and lifted up, yet he regards the lowly. Can you see the kind of God I'm serving? That you're serving? May the proud, he knows from afar. He knows them. But there's no intimacy. And that's why the child of God don't play with pride. Ask God to purge you of it. A lot of times, we'll get there, honestly. You know what I like about Fountain? You don't hear some truth coming and just say, tell them. When I hear that, I say, why are you telling them? Saying, tell them, you are not hearing. The Fountain doesn't do that, and I'm glad. Because we all get there sometimes. We don't know. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. That's his character. So I'm confident. It is in him I live, I move, and I... Remember, this is a dialogue. Just two people talking to God. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. That's what he does. I trust him with my life. The Lord is my light, and my salvation. That's the Holy Ghost. He is the strength of my life. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He is the strength of my life. So who should I be afraid of? So let fear get away. I don't even remember. On the other side of the river, I'm like, how did I pass? The Lord will perfect that which concerns Tyro. He's always done, and he's still doing it. And will forever do it. As far as it is my case, never mind how horrible it may look, I'm coming out perfected. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I know what I'm saying. It is in him I live. Holy Spirit, I move and I have my being. Then you know that my life is sitting with God in Christ Jesus. And they're letting destroy the ox. To be in him, live in him, is a wall of fire around you. It says, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. How the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Why? Because his mercy endures forever. You see that word perfect? That means that the Lord will complete everything he has started in your life. The Lord will establish you in his promises, covenant promises with you. Let the devils carry all the devils in the world. They were created and they are still created. And the Creator, the Father of spirits, lives in me. That's a religion. Relax. I have overcome the world. Greater is he that is in Tyro than he that is in the world. So what am I learning from here? May the Holy Ghost establish me in a sweet dialogue with God, with the Holy Spirit, on a daily basis. What do you mean? Talking good things of God with yourself and God. That's meditation. And speaking it out, that's confession. You are creating something from the spiritual into the physical. You are bringing favor to bear on you before everybody. You are bringing wisdom to begin to pow. Ha. And to think that you always have, you have always had these things, we've neglected them forever. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're in church today? I am glad I'm in church. He said, but pastor, you know all these things. No. I gain more when I'm sharing. Honestly. Because I'm confessing for myself as I'm praying for you. This is your mercy. Why would God perfect that which concerns me? He does it for everybody, but I'm talking me. He loves you. Don't let the guilt of the devil follow you after this beautiful session. He loves me. Yes, I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. Oh, Calvary, He for me. He loves me. Yeah, the devil hates to see you in this mood. Yeah, he hates it. He likes to see you worried and anxious. He likes to see you sick and fearful. He's a liar. To see you enjoying Jesus and His presence. And the amazing thing that He moves you forward. You become more like Him. Yeah. He says, I'm sure He will always perfect what concerns me. So, I thank you. I trust you. Commentary says, explaining that verse, he said, God keeps His promise. That's all. If I told you something, it's not a man that you should lie. No matter how opposite what you heard is happening, God told you this and this is what's happening. Don't ever give up. He keeps His promise. Here in Jeremiah 29:11, what makes you think I will ever abandon you? The Spirit says I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. What's wrong with you? He says, you don't know what I'm thinking about you. The Spirit in you doesn't have love. I am love. And I've chosen to. What's wrong with you? I know what I'm thinking about you. It's not of evil. I know you drove yourself to that place and you think everybody hates you. I would rather you understand and realize what you've done wrong than repent. Come on, jump into the boat. I know what I'm thinking about you. Not of evil. No. It's of good to bring you to an expected end. To give you a hope and a future. I will do what I said I'll do. I expect you to believe it. If you do, you will speak it. You see happen. You always have a choice to keep justifying yourself or to say Holy Ghost. Because you justify yourself, you see, why he did it wrong? What did it wrong? Hallelujah. All right. Well, that's not the problem. He's going to further sink you, man. I shut that door. Holy Ghost, help me handle it. You will look at the same thing. If authentically they wronged you, you will pity the person. You'll be wishing them good. Like, how could I be the one to cause him so much trouble? Or after much trouble? Peace. And you will have greater peace. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, they are not of evil, but of good, to show, to bring you to an expected end. I will do what I said after. Experts will tell you what can happen. But hear me. You will know that I am the expert of experts. Have you forgotten? He says, in him bodily, physically. Now, alluding to. He said, in him physically dwelleth the fullness. No more. Nothing else can be added. Of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit. And guess what? He said, Taiwo, you are complete in him. Don't let anybody talk out of it. I said, yeah. He said, you are complete. What does it mean? I've finished the work concerning you. You and I are sure. You understand it? Yeah. So let me. Wow. Peter understood it. When Ananias came and telling lies, he said, ah, have you forgotten that each one of us is not just each of us? It's with the Holy Spirit. He said, why have you chosen to tell lies to the Holy Ghost? That was what he said. But he was telling lies to Peter. Why have you chosen to lie to the Holy Spirit? He was gone. I was in a trance. I just wanted to say that, you know a bit of me. I said, no. I know a lot of you. He said, what do you mean? He said, Holy Ghost tells me things. So what is the name? I can't recap. But if it's important and we need to talk about it, it will remind me. I feel the fire. He doesn't report people to people. He educates and builds. Builds in the nature of Jesus Christ. Somebody say Holy Spirit. Move me now. Make my life whole again. Holy Spirit, flow through me. In Jesus' name. When he says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me, your mercy, that's an allusion to the covenant. That's the word in Hebrew. I mean, it's just said. The covenant mercy of God that cannot fail. That was why we see in Psalm 39, 20, he said, my covenant I will never break. I've never lied to David. Never. I will never break it. So that was why he said, the Lord always perfects. I know he will perfect that which concerns me. Why? He will never break his covenant over my life. Never. Maybe I should stop here. I want you to get up. I want you to get up. Do you have any understanding of what I've been saying? If you do, say amen. God will never turn back on his word that he has spoken to you, whether in the Bible or directly, which of course must agree with the Bible. What is it today that... when you remember, you're like, anything and everything. I stand bare before you in the name of Jesus with my Holy Spirit. Miracles happening. In the name of Jesus, I stand bare before God and I'm saying, Holy Spirit, prove. I'm trying to do something that you call me to do. Show them. Let it start with them too today. I'm just starting. Please teach me. Give me speed. Not that I've not known you all along, but I've never walked this path all my life. So what is it that scares you? You're like, I want you to hand it over to the Holy Spirit now. Know fully well that God will not break his covenant and his right living inside of you. That thing that the devil has been using to torment you. Said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I hand it over to the Holy Spirit. I recognize your presence in my life. Don't you ever let me help me. Don't you ever let me forget you again. Take it. And deal with it in the best way. I trust you with my life and my all. I thank you for your patience with me. Help me make my life a place of continuous flow of his glory. Let your high praises never stop from my mouth. Let the world hear and fear you. Let it bring them to you, their knees in your presence. I give you praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray. You are coming back with testimonies. We are all coming back in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm glad I came to church. So formally in an agreement, if two of us shall agree concerning the thing, hear on that, he will do it for us. So we hand over Nigeria to the power of the Holy Spirit. Now! In Jesus' name. No matter how angry you are, shut the door. Say, Holy Ghost, handle it. We are coming to celebrate Jesus. By December, in the name of Jesus, contrary to the plotting of hell and the plans of the devil, Nigeria will be a peaceful country, a prospering country, an attraction of other nations, in the name of Jesus, where righteousness will reign supreme. The fire of God will pervade the lives of our leaders. In Jesus' name. God loves you. And I'm praying to God every day to put such love in my heart for you that only God can do. I love you. Wow. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love every fountain here. I just love them. It is well.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you, and God bless you.